All right, Rabbi, we'll say good morning. So we left off in Osmem in Sidkas HaTzadik. So again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, the Rebbe was speaking about the incredible dynamic of tshuva, and specifically focusing on the idea that zedonos na'asis lo kizichuyos, that a person can reach a certain level of tshuva where literally his intentional averos become like merits. And the Rebbe explained when could that happen. So again, as we spoke about last week, when a person is able to reach the level where they recognize, that sin in and of itself becomes the ultimate catalyst for growth. For when I experience a downfall, I am able to clearly identify where my shortcomings are, where my challenges are, and therefore I'm able to be much more precision focused in the area in which I need to direct my kochos. So suddenly again, that downfall in and of itself becomes the most incredible opportunity for aliyah, for growth, and for rebuilding. So if we continue a little bit, so Rabbi Tzadik says, and again, we'll follow him along in the Bi'uri HaChasidus, on page Peites, in the Bi'uri HaChasidus, the right-hand column, about the middle of the right-hand column, Shekom HaShechata Ba'avar, HaYazeh Gam Kim Birtzon HaShem Yizbarach. So it's a very dramatic statement, because says Rabbi Tzadik, any avera that I've committed was also the will of God, which again sounds incredibly overwhelmingly untrue, but obviously Rabbi Tzadik is saying something of incredible truth. Every avera I commit is the ratzon Hashem, is also the will of God. What does that mean? Shiyavar mashavar bechol tachliso shel chet zehaisa kidei shelabasof yachzer b'tshuva achari kol arichol kahu. Because we'll say obviously nothing in this world happens without the ribono shel olam. Nothing. Nothing. So Rabbi Tzadik says, well, if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha is on everything, divine providence governs everything, see, even when I sin, even when I commit an avera, that's also birtzon Hashem. That's also with the will of God. Now, before we discuss exactly how that works, Rabbi Tzadik says, but why would God want me to sin? So that's as we just said before. Because the whole tachlis of the chet, these words are so profound. The entire essence of the sin, Haitza Kidesha Labasov Yachzer B'tshuva, Achari Kala Richo Kahu. We'll say the entire point of sin is to serve as the catalyst for unprecedented growth. Literally translated, the entire purpose of sin is so that at the end of sin, a person will return in tshuva after all of this distance. So we'll say, you say to yourself, one second, this is counterintuitive. If the entire purpose of sin is that I do tshuva, and what? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivyachol, knows about this sin, and is somehow everything happens because of Hashem. So I have a better idea. If I don't sin at all, then what? There's no need for tshuva. So again, if you tell me the whole tachlis of sin is to be able to do tshuva, and everything is b'ritzon Hashem, everything is by the will of God, so again, let's just call it even. I won't sin, and then there won't be a need for tshuva, and I'll be exactly at the same place. But you see that that's not the case. You see, I will say that there's a difference between a person who sins and does tshuva versus a person who never sinned. The growth that a person experiences as a result of tshuva is greater than the holiness of a person who never tasted sin and never had to undergo the process of tshuva. But say, if you take a look at footnote Shin Nun Gimel, he discusses this. He says, Re'ei b'takhanas ha-shavin, kalaveru she'evia adam lashuv, Veliskos, b'madregas bal tshuva, any avera that causes a person to ultimately enter into the cathartic process of tshuva. Sha'amru Zal, bo'sez in Gemara, she'ein sadikim gimurim yochol la'amod bo. Bo'sez, remember again, the Gemara says, makom shebali tshuva omdin. The place that a bal tshuva, that someone who did tshuva stands in, sadikim gimurim, the absolutely righteous individuals cannot stand in. Which also tells us something absolutely amazing. We're often conditioned to think that, of course, the greatest level is not to sin. And tshuva is the band-aid, right? Tshuva is the remedy. If I did sin, here's what I do in order to go ahead and rectify that which I've done wrong. But it turns out, Rabbi Tzadik says, that is not the case. Tshuva makes you greater. The Baal Tshuva is greater than the person who never sinned. Of course, I will say, Again, to be clear, Reb Tzadik is not advocating sinning in order that I have the opportunity to do tshuva. I'm just going to go on record as saying that. But Reb Tzadik is saying is sin for most of us is a de facto state, is something that what happens. And very often we think that when we commit an avera, what I've effectively done is I've compromised myself. And while that is true in the short run, at the end of the day, the ability to engage in the process of tshuva is one of the most overwhelming opportunities that a person has. He continues in that footnote. He says, "Umadregazu ahari harichuk husibas kirov." This is what we saw. We saw this statement last week. The richuk, the distance, is in and of itself the reason for coming close. The richuk is the sibas kirov. Umadregazu. Okay, see, goes on. We actually referenced this footnote last week. Let's go on a little bit. So we'll say. So this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware and knows about my chait, and somehow, again, that ultimately, again, my chait is beratzon Hashem. When I sin, it is with the will of God. So we'll say, what does that statement mean? So Reb Tzadik quotes a couple of psukim that speak to this dynamic. Kimo she'amru chachamenu zal, imali shlosha psukim elu. So the Gemara says, we'll read the Borei Chasidus, were not for these three psukim, which discuss the idea, ha-me'idim sheyesh b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'takein Yitzreinu, u'lahasir yetzahara mimenu, nismota tu raglem shoson Yisrael. So the Gemara quotes, Maseches Brachos, were it not for these three psukim, which indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in fact have control over the Yitzahara, but he chooses not to exercise it. Choose not to exercise it. Klal Yisrael, we would have no excuses. Hayim smototos raglenu b'mishpat. I'm in the left-hand column, Be'urei Chasidos, page Beitas. Ava ayidei shlosha saksuvim halalu, yesh lanu pischon peh. Shugaram lanu shebara yetzer hara. Ve'echa min ha-psukim hu mashe lokinu tal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ata hasibosa es libam acharonis. So I'll say, interestingly enough, from Pesach over here, quotes the Pasuk, which indicates that there are three psukim. Actually, there are more than three psukim, but there are three psukim which highlight the idea that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to squash the Yetzirah, right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to just eliminate this Yetzirah, he could do so. Of course, he could do so. The fact that he doesn't, therefore, means that the Ribono Shel Olam obviously wants it here. Right, he could stop my Yetzirah, he could diminish my Yetzirah. The fact that he doesn't clearly indicates the idea that he wants me to have it. Well, if he wants me to have it, then that means, again, this is what Reb Tzadik is saying, that is, although this sounds strange, when I sin, that is Beratzon Hashem. When I commit an Aveira, that is with the will of the Ribono Shel Olam as well. So he quotes over here, Va'ata sibo salima machronis, literally quoting Pasukim Malachim, you went ahead and you've turned their heart backwards. You turned their heart backwards. Nasata lahem makom losra me'acharecha, ubiyotcha haye lahachin levavcham elecha. V'chazir HaKadosh Baruch Hu behodol aliyah, v'kasav v'asher hari osi. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani garamti lahem shevaras yetzahara. So we'll say, so again, Reb Tzadik just quoting a couple of psukim, which highlight this very dynamic. Namely, again, the Ribono Shel Olam has the ability to control the yetzahara, yet he doesn't. Why doesn't he? Because obviously he feels that the dynamic of the Yetzirah is one which is exceptionally important and necessary for us. Why is it exceptionally important and necessary? This is Reb Tzadik's entire thesis. Because at the end of the day, remember this phrase, Harichuk husibas hakiruv. Harichuk husibas hakiruv. It is the distance that in and of itself is the catalyst or is the very reason for closeness. Because without chait, there's not tshuva. And without tshuva, or I should say, without the Yetzirah, there's no chait. And without chait, there's no tshuva. And without tshuva, there's no true life growth. All right, guys, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem and Osmem tomorrow as well. Shkoyach.